This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Election Commission of India announces schedule for upcoming biennial elections to Rajya Sabha to fill 37 seats across 10 states, including 3 seats in Assam. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar says dates for conducting assembly elections in Assam will be announced considering state's biggest festival, Bihu. Indian Army carries out month-long area sanitization and demining operation along vulnerable stretch of India-Myanmar border in Manipur. And Indian Air Force helicopters douse wildfire in Walong of Anjao district in Arunachal Pradesh after more than 5 days of relentless operation. The news in detail. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for the upcoming biennial elections to the Rajya Sabha to fill the 37 seats across 10 states, including 3 seats in Assam, as members are set to complete their term in April 2026. The notification will be issued on the 26th of this month, commencing the election process. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the dates for conducting the assembly elections in Assam will be announced considering the state's biggest festival, Bihu, which falls in mid-April. Addressing media persons in Guwahati after reviewing Assam's preparedness for the upcoming assembly elections, the Chief Election Commissioner said at an appropriate time, the Commission will announce the election schedule for the 126 assembly constituencies of Assam. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday said that a proposal to carve out Shillong agglomerate from East Khasi Hills district would be examined and scrutinized in detail in order to arrive at an informed decision for better governance and citizen-centric administration. The Chief Minister was replying to a short-duration discussion on the issue brought by United Democratic Party MLA Paul Lingdor in Assembly yesterday. Sangma said the proposal warrants careful deliberation while acknowledging that Shillong, as the state capital, has witnessed rapid urban expansion, placing increasing pressure on civic administration, infrastructure, law enforcement, and essential public services. The Indian Army carried out a major month-long area sanitization and demining operation along a vulnerable stretch of the India-Myanmar border in Manipur. Defence spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said that the Red Shield Division of the Indian Army's Peer Corps carried out a major area sanitization and demining operation along the India-Myanmar border at Yangobung, Manipur, from January 16th to February 17th. He said that the task was undertaken following a requisition from government agencies to facilitate the resumption of stalled border fencing work amid intelligence inputs regarding improvised explosive devices and unexploded ordnances. Manipur has a 398-kilometer unfenced international border with Manipur. Indian Air Force helicopters have doused a wildfire in Walong of Anjao district in Arunachal Pradesh. The helicopters dropped 139,800 litres of water to douse the fire, and the relentless operation was carried out for more than 5 days. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ramnath Thakur yesterday reviewed development works in Longleng district as part of his visit to Nagaland. He also held detailed discussions with district officials and local representatives on initiatives under the Purvottar Sampark Setu program. The Union Minister asserted that the government is injecting new energy and momentum into the Northeast through inclusive development. Manipur Chief Minister Y. Khemchan Singh assured the public of the government's unwavering commitment to the state's development. Speaking during a reception program yesterday held at the residence of the MLA of Kumbi Assembly constituency in Bishnupur district, Khemchan also announced that the construction of road from Moirang to Wangu via Kumbi will commence within 15 days. He also said that the work on Napat Bridge is expected to be completed within 5 days. The Deputy Commissioner of Bishnupur was asked to submit a report on the progress of prefabricated housing construction for internally displaced persons in the district. Later, the Chief Minister attended another reception program at the residence of the MLA of Thanga Assembly constituency. South Mizoram's Laungklai District Deputy Commissioner Donny Lalruatsanga administered oath of office to the newly appointed Deputy Chief Executive Member Shanghuliana Mual Chin and 9 executive members of the Lai Autonomous District Council in Laungklai Town. Chief Executive Member C. Lalsaum Zuala also allocated portfolios to the deputy CEM and EMs. The budget session of the council will commence from March 27. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister in charge, PWD Rhodes, Preston Tinsong, informed that state government will hold a joint meeting with defence authorities and NHIDCL to discuss the way forward after defence authorities raised security concerns over the idea of constructing a flyover from Rilbong to Barik, as some portions of the flyover would pass through defence areas in Shillong City. Tinsong said that the government would ensure that a four-lane road can be constructed on the same route. Construction of a flyover is in need to decongest Shillong City. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio yesterday inaugurated the JSW Women-Centric BPO at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Centre in Dimapur. Described as the first women-centric BPO of its kind in the Northeast, the centre will provide IT-enabled employment opportunities to women aged 18 years and above. Addressing the event, the Chief Minister said that the project aligned with the government's vision to women empowerment, skill development and meaningful employment within the state, and highlighted the immense human potential of Nagaland. The program concluded with the ceremonial presentation of engagement letters to selected candidates. A one-day workshop on child rights, child marriage and other issues was organized at Ajima House by the Voluntary Health Association of Tripura. This workshop is designed to train stakeholders and workers on their duties, methods and strategies so that child rights are protected and child marriage can be eradicated. Child Marriage Free India campaign is underway across the country, including Tripura, and it will continue till this year. A delegation of journalists from Chhattisgarh visited Gyalshing district in Sikkim yesterday as part of an official exposure visit to observe the implementation of key central and state government flagship programs and various developmental initiatives. The delegation visited prominent tourist and heritage destinations of Gyalshing, including the Pelling Skywalk, situated at the height of 7,200 feet, and Chenrezig statue, the tallest Chenrezig statue in the world, besides Pemangste Monastery. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha yesterday visited the house of Rajesh Day, resident of Tatipara in Edinagar area, Agartala, which was extensively damaged by fire on the 16th of this month. He spoke to the affected family and shared his grief. The Chief Minister handed over 1,20,000 rupees to Rajesh Day as initial financial assistance from the state government. He assured that further assistance will be considered in future as per need. Commander Ronnie Chaupu, the first officer from Arunachal Pradesh to command a warship, represented the Indian Navy in the International Fleet Review 2026 in Andhra Pradesh. He commanded INS Khanjar at the Fleet Review. President Draupadi Murmu, the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, yesterday reviewed the International Fleet Review 2026 off the coast of Visakhapatnam, underscoring India's growing maritime capability and its commitment to global naval cooperation. The Assam Rifles yesterday flagged off the 13-day-long Eastern Edge expedition starting from Pangsau Pass along the Indo-Myanmar border in Arunachal Pradesh and aimed to culminate at Jorhat in Assam. The Eastern Edge expedition, organized in partnership with Hero Motor Corp, was scheduled from February 18 to March 2nd under Operation Sadbhavana 2025-26 to celebrate resilience, camaraderie and the indomitable spirit of the Northeast. And with that, we come to the end of the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.